What's good? Welcome back to the show, the After Hours Show starring Abu Sama. Typically, we do this show at nighttime, straight audio, but today, I figured why not? Why not do it a little bit visual, jump on the page, because I ain't been on the page in a minute, but for those of you guys that are listening to the podcast, welcome back to the podcast. Y'all already know what time it is. It's your boy Abu Sama back here on the After Hours Show. Like I said earlier, we typically do this at nighttime. That's why it's called the After Hours Show. But because it's during the day, I feel like, why not? I got a couple of, you know, a small little window, but why not get it done within this small window? But let's jump right into this. So for today's topic, man, I just got three topics. If I say anything that, first things first, I might get canceled after this. And if I do, I don't give a fuck. Second thing, if I say anything that's like, that touches your heart, touches your spirit, that you disagree with, feel free to message me, man. We could talk, have a dialogue, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you want to do, we could do it. However you want to do it, we could do it. I'm with whatever. But that's if I say something that doesn't necessarily sit good with you. I don't know. But here we go. All right. So the first topic of discussion that we're going to talk about today is, first of all, let me just start off by saying how I even got to this topic. So what was it? Yesterday, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Vicki Dillard Show. She's a powerful African-American woman within our community that's out here actually providing good information that maybe the media, well, maybe I know the media doesn't show, you know. She just talks about like things that will help Black people in America, just, you know, when it comes to dieting, just giving financial advice, not necessarily financial advices, but just making us aware that, hey, this is what's going on in America. If I was you, I'd take advantage of X, Y, and Z because this can help. She's one of them. And I'm not discrediting her page or anything like that because I actually tune into this page and I actually enjoy what it is that she has to say. But my bone that I have to pick was the guest that was on the Vicki Dillard Show yesterday, pretty much saying things that didn't necessarily strike a string within my body. I just was like, yeah, no, I don't. I completely disagree with this. And not all of it, but some of it. And I will definitely drop a link above of the show, so you guys can go back and see exactly what she said and why I kind of took it wrong. But let's jump into this article. So for those of you guys that are not aware of the Joe Biden administration, bullcrap, whatever. Me personally, I don't like Joe Biden because of the crime bill that he passed. So pause yourself, pause this video, go Google the crime bill, come back. That's why I don't like him. But I'm not ignorant and I don't put my eggs in one basket and I allow people to, I give them chances. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, I don't like you because of this, although it was backdated from in the 80s, 70s, 80s, no 90s. I'm not, it happened though, the crime bill, but I'm willing to, you know, give you a chance, I guess. I'm willing to allow you to persuade me or make me think different. I'm that guy. But I don't fuck with Joe Biden due to the crime bill. So again, pause the video, go read the crime bill, come back, and then that's why I don't like him. But this one, I have two sides of how I look at this article. I have two sides because one, I'm an immigrant. Two, I'm inspired to be, I guess, an owner, a business owner. That's what I would love to be in the future. So I guess, yeah, it just, let me read the article.
All right, so,
again, this is cited by the Wall Street Journal. I could probably, I'll put the thing on top. I'll put it on top. And again, I'm not no political nigga. I'm not trying to come at this politically correct. I'm a kid. I gotta stop saying kid. I'm a man that I like listening to politicians talk. I like this world. Now, am I informed into this world? Not to the T. I can't use the political words. I ain't none of that. I'm just a man off the street that takes in this information, and I just give my opinion on how I feel or how this could be a bad situation, all that shit. That's all that I am. Nothing more, nothing less. I'm not a politician. I don't have no degree saying I'm a politician. I ain't none of that. I'm just a man off the streets that have an opinion when it comes to shit that I disagree with. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. So let's jump into the article. And I say that because I know how people can get, oh, whoa, you're not politically correct. You're not saying the proper words. Let me just say that before y'all dive into this. So let's get into it. Again, the article is cited by the Wall Street Journal. So for those of you guys that aren't aware, so the Biden administration is to make 20,000 more H-2B visas available for temporary workers. So like I said in the beginning of the podcast, I am an immigrant to America. You know, I was not born here. So when it comes to this article, I kind of felt a certain way. You know what I'm saying? I kind of felt like, oh yeah, she tripping. That's how I felt. So let's read into this article. So the Biden administration will make an additional 20,000 H-2B seasonal guest worker visa available to employers ahead of the winter hiring season. The Department of Homeland Security said the visas are being made available in addition to 33,000. So they're adding 13,000 more. So 33,000 visas already set aside for seasonal employers such as, wait. Okay, I'm not even gonna, okay, because then that's gonna discredit my math. So the visas are being made available in addition to 33,000 visas already set aside for seasonal employers such as landscapers, hotels, ski resorts, for winter hiring season. So they will be available to employers looking to bring on temporary workers on or before March 31st. The move marks the first time the department is offering an additional visas for the winter season and leaves open the possibility that the administration could make an additional batch available for the summer, which is typically the busiest time of the year. So at this time of a record job growth, additional H-2B visas will help to fuel our nation's historical economy recovery, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Bro. Never mind. Nothing. Of the 20,000 additional visas, 6,500 will be set aside for applicants from Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and Haiti. So I was right. Okay, cool. So 6,500 will be set aside for the applicants from Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and Haiti. All countries that have sent large numbers of immigrants to the U.S. border in the recent month. The remainder will be set aside for the returning workers from any country. The seasonal worker program, known as the H-2B visa program, enables U.S. employers to hire as many as 66,000 temporary foreign workers a year. So with the don't know that word split eventually between the winter and the summer season. Since 2017, Congress has permitted the department each year to raise that cap by as many as 64,000. So they've been pushing, Congress to raise up that number to 64,000 additional visas. Though either the Trump or nor Biden administration have approached that limit despite the demand. So I guess we can go on and read some more because I didn't, I guess it's, I didn't know. On my phone, because this is like the third attempt of making this specific podcast, on my phone, it didn't get this deep. So now that I'm reading it, I'm like, oh shit. So if I fumble the words a little bit, just understand. You know what I'm saying? Like, just understand. A nigga trying. All right. A nigga trying. So give me some, you know what I'm saying? A nigga trying. Yes, I said the word nigga. This is one of them podcasts. This ain't, like I said, this ain't no politically correct shit, bro. We just, you know what I'm saying? We just that. In order for an employer to hire a foreign worker on an H-2B visa, they must first attempt to recruit an American worker and receive a certificate from the Labor Department that there are non-available. Okay, let me just reread this whole thing. Okay. In order for an employer to hire a foreign worker on an H-2B visa, they must first attempt to recruit an American worker and receive certifications from the Labor Department that there are none available to do the job. The program comes with the requirements on how much employers must pay the workers, so they aren't paid less than American counterparts. And employers must continue recruiting Americans even after foreign laborers are hired. Farm workers fall under a separate H-2A visa program, which has no limit set by the Congress. So farm workers, bro, y'all can go crazy. Y'all niggas can go extra crazy. Nobody will give a fuck. If you're tuning into the podcast, what's good? Welcome to the After Hour Show. My name's Abu Sama. Typically, we do this. And for the listeners, I am also on Facebook Live. So if you want to see this broadcast live, tune into my Facebook Live at Network Express. I probably should get good at remembering my shit. But for the viewers, we are talking about the so Joe Biden is I guess passing up to 33,000 new visas. So that's all that we're talking about. For the listeners, I'm super sorry. So like I was saying, farm workers go crazy, go crazy, go crazy. So the Biden administration, which is good too, because farmers, like, I don't think people, like, we don't appreciate farmers as much as we should. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the sense of, like, obviously we appreciate them because fuck, they're the reason why we got the vegetables and shit. Like, I get it. But, like, we don't, like, I feel like we don't give them enough praise. You know what I'm saying? We don't, you get what I'm saying? Like, we don't talk about them more than we really should. Like, we talk about NBA players and NFL players more than we talk about our farmers. And our farmers are the most important piece of this puzzle to me when it comes to health, at least. Hey, to me. I don't know about y'all, I don't know about everybody else, but to me, I think farmers are the most important pieces. In fact, I think farmers are more, more important than doctors. I said it. Farmers are more important than doctors. I said it. So let me read on to this. Okay, so the Biden administration has come under intentions, pressures from the employers and business groups to make an additional visa available sooner to help essentially the labor shortage, which are being felt most accurately in the low-wage industries that rely on immigrant labor. All right, so y'all get it. Y'all get what the articles is saying. There's a shortage in America, labor, all that shit. I get it. So back to my bone that I have to pick. Now, this specific lady, I really wish I knew her name, like really wish, like, so I could address, because I don't like saying the Vicky Dillashaw. I don't like putting her name out front, because she ain't do nothing wrong. But this lady that was on it, the guest speaker, that's the bone I got to pick with her. Because, all right, I just read y'all all the article, right? So y'all kind of understand where I'm at. Like, okay. Work shortage, labor shortage in America. We need people to fill these spots in, because America is the place where we thrive, bro. We need workers. Like this is like a blue collar. Come on, like, get your ass up, get to work type. Like, I'm in the overall, like, the image I get of America is blue collar. We go to work every single day. We don't complain. You know what I'm saying? Like, type of vibe. Like, that's the vibe I get when I think of, like, when I'm talking about, like, that's the vibe I get, right? Okay. That's the vibe. From an immigrant looking at America, that is the vibe. Blue collar, wake up, kiss your kids, get to work. You know, if you're short on money, get a second job, but do what you got to do and don't complain. So, that's the vibe. So, this specific lady was on the channel. And again, I will drop the link to the channel so you guys can go back and, you know what I'm saying, do your own little research. But what I took, what I, Abu Sama, took from this channel was essentially she's saying that before we even allow anybody into our country, America should first deal with the problems with Black people. Yeah. So she said, before we allow anybody into our country, America should deal with the issues and the problems that the Black people is facing in America. So, which comes with giving us proper resources, allowing us the opportunity to get into better and good jobs, to be able to support our family, and so on and so on. You know, this is what she's saying, which I don't disagree. But bro, me as a Black man, sitting on this motherfucking mic and this camera, I'm here to tell you, America is not going to stop for Black people, bro. I'm sorry. America will not stop for Black people, bro. And because you're putting this ideology out that people should just, whoa, everybody stop. Don't thrive, America, don't thrive. Because Black people, we need money, we need reparations, we need all the money that we deserve because of what our... No, bro. I'm here to tell you that's not how shit works, bro. I don't even know America like this, like that. But I could just tell you, like, that's not how shit works, bro. I'm sorry. That's not what's going to happen. So, me being an immigrant, what I have to say, man, bring them in, bro. Because simply, bro, according to... Y'all go do y'all own little research, bro. But as of right now, no. Yeah, as of right now, actually. And next year is probably just going to be just as worse. But as of right now, bro, the unemployment rate for Black people has went down, bro. Like, has went down, bro. Has went down. It hasn't went up, it went down. Now, okay, there, but look. But look. Here, okay. It's went down. What I'm trying to say is Black people don't like to fucking work. Let's just call it for what it is. We don't like to work. Not a lot of, I don't know what the circumstances is, what your reason is, but let's just call it for what it is. Black people don't like to work. Cool. Now we're all on the same page. And we can't lie, because we know, and I'm not here to bash, I'm not here to bash my own race. I'm not none of that. But what I am here to do is tell the truth. Black people don't like to fucking work, bro. So, the lady that was on Vicky Dillard, if you would have done your proper research and looked at the data, you would have seen, oh shit, There is a, I mean, unemployment, we went down. Why? Okay, black people don't like to work. It could be because, oh, I don't want to get paid from the man. I want to, you know, it's like all this extra shit. So essentially what I'm trying to say is, okay, if we know that motherfuckers don't like to work, there's a pandemic going on. But if that's your reason, if that's your fucking reason, there's a pandemic going on, you don't like to work, you don't want to work, you don't want to get paid by the white man, whatever. Okay, cool. Cool. You have that reason, bro. Have that. Cool. If that's how you feel, cool. But guess what? We still got to keep this train going, baby. You feel me? We still got to keep this train going, baby. So, all right. So, cool. If you black out there and you say you don't want to work because of X, Y, and Z, because of this, that, because you need your reparations, because you need whatever the fuck you need from the government to make sure that you're good, cool. 1,000. Have that. Stand on that. But also remember, America doesn't stop for black people because of your feelings. Remove your feelings out of this whole shit and just go, bro. There's too much emotion that, like, all right, let me not, all right, let me be careful. Let me be careful. Allow me to be careful, because I get it. You're supposed to, you are entitled to your own feelings, to your own emotions. You're entitled to that. I'm not taking nothing away from anybody. But when it comes to a point where you're allowing your emotions to stop you from supporting your family, your future kids, all this shit, bro, you kind of got to pull, step back and be like, all right, maybe I'm tripping. All right, I'm tripping. At least this is what I would do. All right, I'm tripping. I'm fucking tripping. Let me go get a job, whether if it's flipping burgers at a warehouse, at a fucking 501 corporate, whatever the fuck, at the, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the case may be. Allow me to go get a job. If I get this job, let me be here for a couple of months, stack up my bread, and then start looking into a side hustle, right? Because one thing she said, black people need businesses, black people need, bro, go fucking build your business, bro. You know what I'm saying? Go fucking build your fucking business, bro. Black people, if you need business, go fuck. Anybody that live in Des Moines, fucking Iowa, bro, if you have a fucking, go down to the secretary fucking office, ask them, how the fuck can I register a business? Go get your business account. Go get insurance. Make sure you have, you know what I'm saying? But before you do all that, make sure you have a legit plan put together so when you get out there, you ain't just falling on your face. Bro, go do it. Go fucking do it, bro. Ain't no the white man stopping me from building a business. This ain't none of that, bro. Stop that shit. Go do it. The problem is, you just don't want to do it. Simply. Black people, we just don't want to fucking do it. We have all the excuses in the world, right? And me, let me not be that guy, because, you know, like, I have my own problems, you know what I'm saying? I have my own problems in life. I have my own shit, so I'm not that guy. And if you listen to the podcast, it's called Time for a Change. That's where I fucking go crazy on all my problems, everything that I have wrong with me, and, you know, we talk about it. So if you want to listen to all my problems, go listen to the podcast before this one. Time for a Change. But as of right now, moving forward, bro, we got to stop, bro. We got it. This shit is ridiculous, bro. Like, I'm 26 years old, bro. I can't be sitting here 36 years old, 46 years old, 56 years old, 66 years old, hearing the same fucking bullshit. We need this. We need that. We need this. We need that. We need this. If we don't get this, we don't die, die. Blase, ain't like, bro, shut the fuck up, bro. Shut the fuck up. That's why we haven't been moving. Every other race out there, bro, you got the Jewish, you got the Hispanics, you got the motherfucking shit. Everybody, God damn it, everybody had to go through their own shit. You know what I'm saying? But everybody, what? They overcame. You feel me? Like, I can't leave the East Side. I can't leave Des Moines, period, without seeing a motherfucking taco truck, bro. And that's no racist Why? Because the Hispanics is out here saying, all right, cool. I understand this is America now. I'm accepted for what it is. But shit, I got to start somewhere. I got to build my foundation somewhere. So fuck it. We're going to build it on the corner. We're going to put our taco trucks here. We're going to sell these shits. The white people going to come here. The black people going to come here. Our people going to come here. But at the end of the day, we making money.
Hey, can you help us take this trash out?
We making money. So my whole thing is, all right, cool. They out here. They making money. They doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? They doing what they got to do. And it's like, nigga. But us, we want to sit back. We want to complain. We want to cry about we deserve this. Look at the Jewish people, bro. The Jewish. Look what the fuck they went through. The Jewish. Come on, man. What the fuck? Well, all right.
Y'all motherfuckers going to say, but Abu, they're white.
They don't have the same. Nigga. Like, bro. But it's the point is they went through something, they overcame it. I don't, bro. You tell me one Jewish person, real life Jewish person, that tell you about what happened to them back in the day. You tell me one person. Not they don't talk like that, bro. They don't talk like that. Nigga, they don't talk like that, bro. They come together and figure out how they can multiply their money, how they can start generational wealth, how we can fucking take over the fucking entertainment business, how we can own all of these fucking record labels, how we can own all the fucking the TV station, how we can pretty much own America. Fuck it. They did this to us. Now let's go back and let's, you know, take over type. Like, nigga, like, come on, bro. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Come on. But yet us, we steady sitting here complaining. We're going to continue with the next segment. We're going to go into a commercial break right quick. If you are on the podcast, if you are on live, give me 2 seconds and we'll dive right back into it. Welcome back to the podcast. Yeah. That was a quick little commercial break, but we is back, baby. If you are tuning in on Facebook Live, I'm super sorry for that little 5 second pause, but we are back. So peep this. Like I was saying, too much like shit. Like I'm trying, like me personally, I'm trying to be around people that overcame shit, bro. Cause I'm sick and tired of the same old fucking song, the same old bullshit, the same every year is something. Oh, this the next person's getting killed on TV. Rah, rah, rah. Shoot 'em up, gang. Ah, oh, protest. I'm sick and tired of this shit, bro. I'm from here on forward, bro. I'm not protesting, bro. Any black issues, bro. If there's no solution to it, I ain't. No. Fuck that shit, bro. I'm not doing this shit. I'm not giving my energy to nobody no more, bro. If we ain't coming up with no solution, no none of that, bro, then it ain't for me. This is why I didn't march on. I wasn't out there, looking like a crazy man because.
What's the word? But can I please have this?
What is it? What is that?
It's the LED rock thing. I know you were going to give it to mom.
That's mom's.
But she knows she won't care about it after like 4 months.
We'll talk about it after this, bro. All
right. This is.
So like I was saying, excuse me. I'm super sorry. That was a little, you know what I'm saying? But like I was saying, this is why I didn't march with the BLM whole little fucking movement. Cause I'm just like, bro, there's too many followers, bro. I know something, man. I know how I judge shit, bro. This is how I judge shit, bro. If there's not a lot of followers going behind this black movement, then that's what I want to be behind. If I see majority of the population following this movement, then it ain't for me. Then it ain't for me because the agenda, the intentions isn't right. I seen too many, you know what I'm saying? Too many motherfuckers. Quite honestly, Black Lives Matter, that whole little time that we went through, whatever, showed me how racist the people that I actually like grew up with, how fucked up their thinking is, bro. That's what it showed me, bro. It didn't show me shit, but a lot of racist motherfuckers popping up out the woodwork, bro. Like, I done seen so much shit, bro. Like, But we ain't, this ain't that, and that ain't this right now. So we ain't gonna go down that road. But to bring it back, it's just, I guess it leads into my next segment. My next segment that I wanted to talk about was, you know, the word trend. Oh, it was brought to me. So, like, all right. So, it was brought to my attention maybe like a month ago. It's like, I was, you know, speaking to a couple of friends and shit. We having a little dialogue, having a conversation, and something was brought up like, okay, like, the reason why the MLK, like that generation, the MLK, Malcolm X, Autumn revolutionary people, why they were so strong, why they was, what made them during that time, and why we don't see that in today's time is because, first of all, social media. Second of all, this fucking word called trend. Everybody trying to follow the trend. Everybody trying to be the coolest, the drippiest, all this influencers. Everybody trying to do this shit, bro. That's the problem, bro. Because everybody's trying to follow the trend. The trend is to be an influencer. The trend is to be the most popping on social media. The trend is to have the most drip. It's the trend. So I'm looking at it, it's like, okay, so that's the problem right there. We don't have enough individual thinkers. You see me? You feel me? Individual thinkers. MLK, Martin Luther King, Marcus Garvey, all these black revolutionary people that God put on this earth was individual thinkers. They didn't think about, oh shit, well, if I speak about this X, Y, and Z, people ain't gonna, you know what I'm saying? No, they spoke from their heart. They spoke 10 toes on the ground, and they spoke with their chest poking out. You see? You feel me? That's the difference between today and back then. We don't have individual thinkers like them three and many, 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 many more that came after them. That's the problem with our communities. And another thing is, I think his name was J. Edgar Hoover, some shit like that. J. Edgar Hoover, he had, back when he was the president, he had said something. The problem with Negroes is unity. Negro unity, some shit like that. Negro unity. That is the problem with us. Nobody wants to, everybody want to follow the trend, but nobody wants to see the problem, stand on the problem, and yell about the problem, and go figure out how we can, you know what I'm saying? That's just how I see. So back to what I was trying to say, individual thinkers, you know. Now this is the segment where this is called vision casting. This is the segment where we vision cast. Me, as an immigrant first, African-American second. When I say immigrant, African. Then I'm an African-American. Those are two different things. I'm sorry. Two different things. I want to be an individual thinker. I want to be the guy looking 20 years, looking back and say, I'm in this position. My voice is here. My voice is strong because I started off as an individual thinker. I thought, I don't follow the crowd. I'm the type of dude, like, I'll go against my religion if I don't feel like it's right. If I feel like something isn't right, I'm gonna go against it. I'm going to go against it. Why? Because I'm an individual thinker, bro. The shit that I be saying sometimes is off the wall because this is an individual having the right mind to be like, okay, I see that shit's going south. But there's a, like, for an example, the Kyle Rittenhouse. The trend is to say, fuck this nigga. He done killed black people. He went to a protest shooting people. Fuck him. Fuck him. That's the trend. But an individual thinker is one to say, okay, let me deep dive into this shit. Let me figure out who he killed, their background, why he went there, see the whole thing from start to end, then come back into it, use law when thinking about, you know what I'm saying? Like, it, bro, you, like, I, trendy thinkers, bro, like, I, like, bro, and that's the problem. We have trendy thinkers. Everybody want to, Everybody want to think when it's trendy. Everybody want to go move to this shit when it's trendy. Everybody want to move because it's the trend. Man, fuck that trend shit, bro. A goddamn trend don't pay me, goddammit. A trend ain't never going to pay me. A trend ain't never paid me. You feel me? Now, what will pay me is me being myself. Using my individual mind to think about, okay, the situation and how we could better the situation. Not because of a black, white type of shit. No. I'm thinking on a human level. What's best for humans? Us type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro. And I feel like that's the problem, bro. A nigga wanna be trendy. Nigga wanna have this drip on. Hey, fuck that shit, bro. In fact, bro, I was thinking to myself, I'm like, bro, it's gonna be I'm gonna go 1 month, bro, where I'm just straight shaved, right? Because this is my trend, nigga. This is my trend, nigga. Individual thinker, my trend. I'll make it trendy. Fuck it, nigga. But I'm gonna go a straight month. I don't know what month. Maybe it'll be the March or March, my birthday, or I don't know. But I'm gonna go a straight month, shaved face. Fresh cut in a suit. Yeah. Just straight suited up, nigga. Suit, bro. For 30 days. I don't give a fuck. I get 2-3 suits and I just flip-flop them. Boom, boom, boom. But straight suits, nigga. Suits, bro. Fuck it, bro. Suits. I'll make that shit be a trend, nigga. Fuck is you saying? Talking about, nigga, I am the trendsetter. I don't follow the trend. I am the trendsetter. And I will make that to be a trend where niggas is just... Nigga, we just walking. Like, bro, I be seeing things in my head, bro. Like, that, like, bro, I just be seeing shit, bro. Like, imagine, like, five, six black men out here in suits, fresh cut, you feel me? Shaved, you know what I'm saying? Just walking the streets. And suited and booted, walking the streets. Why they walking? You know what I'm saying? Just, bro. I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it, nigga. I don't need everybody to. I just need about 3 black men to. You know what I'm saying? And that's just gonna show, like, nigga, times is different now, bro. We ain't going for that extra shit. You're not about to, the perception that you see when you think of a black man. The perception that you get, I'm deleting that shit, bro. You're not finna, the perception that you get when you see me, when you hear my name, bro, I'm deleting that shit, bro. We gonna delete that shit, period, bro. You're not gonna address me as the black man Abu. No, you gonna address me as Abu. Why? Because, nigga, the way that I'm approaching you, the way that I look, the perception that you get now when you see me in this shit will make you address me as Abu. You feel me? That's all. And it's not a power trip. It's not none of that. We are at the point where it's like, if we don't have that black messiah, if we don't have that black man that can stand in his community to say, man, look, this ain't this and this ain't that. Shit's really fucked up. This ain't all that. If we don't have, essentially what I'm trying to say, if we don't have that MLK, if we don't have that Malcolm X, if we don't have individual thinkers, bro, ain't no telling where this world. Where us as a community, as us black people, ain't no telling where we'll be. You know what I'm saying? I want to have kids. I'm inspired to have kids one day. You know what I'm saying? I want to have a big, beautiful family. You know what I'm saying? All that shit in a bag of chips. 3 boys, 2 girls, whatever. But if there's not an individual thinker who can somewhat help shape this world, bro, ain't no telling where my kids is gonna be, their future will be, bro. Ain't no, like, there's no telling, bro. You feel me? There's no telling. So I think now is the time where we gotta stop that trendy talk. What's hot, what's not. All right, cool. We could save that shit for entertainment purposes. We could say that shit for the, you know what I'm saying? Say that shit for the shits and giggles. But when we talking real shit, y'all niggas know what's real and what's not real shit. We gotta leave all that trendy shit, and we gotta be individual thinkers. You get 3 individual thinkers in one room. 3 individual thinkers in one fucking room, bro. And they They're not thinking off of what they've seen on social media, what their friends say, or what this person say, or that person. Nah. Real life individual thinkers who can think shit out, because God has put the wisdom and the knowledge in their head to be able to be an individual thinker. You get three of them in one room. They may not agree. All three may not agree, but once they leave that room, they're gonna come out with a solution. And that's what we're missing in America, bro. Individuals thinkers, bro. That's it. Cause if this side is a trendy ass, you know, we gonna think with the trend, and this side is individual thinkers, they come together, bro. Nothing will get solved, nothing will get done, because this person, oh well, if I start to think like you, niggas gonna think I'm weird. So I'm just gonna sit over here and whatever you gotta say, I'm just gonna listen. But this is how I'm thinking, because this is what the trend is. It's like, nigga, fuck you. Fuck you. You're an idiot, bro. You are a real idiot, bro. Because you can't sit back and think for yourself. You're a child, bro. You're a baby, bro. You tell a child how to think. You tell a child how to walk. You tell a child what to do. You feel me? You're a child, bro. That's the difference. We ain't got that. Now, we ain't got individual thinker men of their words. You feel me? We just ain't got that no more. I swear we ain't got that. So the day I come across some shit like that, that's why I said, I'm not doing this. I'm not with the program no more. I decoded myself, bro. I'm announcing it right now. I'm not with the program. I'm not with none of that shit. I'm not with that shit no more. I'm not with it, bro. I'm not giving my energy to anything that doesn't come with a solution, bro. That doesn't come with it, bro. It doesn't come with it. And my next segment that I wanted to bring up, damn, I just keep fucking up the mic. The next segment that I wanted to bring up is going to all tie in together. It's social media, man. I just want to give a message out to the kids. Look, you may be on social media, you know what I'm saying, looking at whosoever. You doing this. But just understand this, kids. Understand this, kids. Don't allow social media to get you worked up, to knock you off of your whatever, your day. Understand social media is a highlight reel. Understand social media, Instagram, your Facebooks, your TikToks, whatever the fuck. Whatever the fuck. Don't look at it like, oh shit, well, this person is doing 10 times better than me and now I'm upset. Let me go get in my cover and be depressed and be stressed. And now I gotta accept, man, fuck all that shit. If a nigga come to you and say, I'm depressed because of social media shit, bro, you laugh at niggas like that, bro. No cap, bro. Yeah, I'm calling it out. I said in my one podcast, I said, nigga, if you thinking about suicide right now, you a bitch ass nigga. I said that shit. Yeah, I said it. If you saying you stress and you got depression and all this shit because of social media, you a bitch ass nigga. And that's the problem in this world. Niggas is out here saying they depressed and all this extra shit because of social media. That is the problem. It's too soft niggas, bro. And back to the suicidal. The only reason I'm comfortable enough to say that and stand on that is because if I've been through that shit, but I've overcame, you know, those thoughts, you know, and shit like that. And then I sat back and I realized, Nate, if I would have killed myself over this, bro, that would have been the dumbest shit in the fucking world, bro. I know for a fact, anybody that could come back alive, obviously this shit ain't real, but if they can come back alive and say, hey, I am a dumbass for killing myself, I don't know why, who, what, but if they can come back and say, was it worth killing yourself? They would all say, fuck no, that was a dumb mistake. That should never happen. I know. I just know. I, like, come on. I know. If they were in the right state of mind, came back and told the truth, would you kill yourself again? All of them would say, fuck no. That's why I'm able. And I almost was that. I almost was. But I'm able to come back and tell the story and say, look, if you think about killing yourself, you're an idiot, bro. You're selfishly thinking. And if it's because of social media or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'm not nobody to say, first of all, I'm not nobody to say you don't have the right to your feelings. Hey, if you're depressed because you're watching your friends, cool. But I'm just going to say that's a bitch ass feelings. Get away from those feelings. And the only reason why I'm talking like this, because again, like, bro, we get into a time where shit's about to get so soft to the point where you can't even say, like, you can't even say anything, bro. Like, you can't even, like, nigga, you, like, bro, and that's where we, like, nigga, everything that you, like, you gotta double think about what the fuck you saying, even if it's, like, go to the hospital. Oh, what? You saying I got this? What you trying to say? Oh, shit, you canceled. Oh, God, yeah. You know what I'm saying? We literally are getting to that point. So, I'm gonna be the Black Messiah, and I'm gonna be that guy to say, hey, look, man, fuck a depression. Niggas ain't got that shit. Niggas is out here, you know what I'm saying, looking at social media, doing all this extra boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo crap. Like, for an example, the reason why I brought this up is because Ben Simmons from the 76ers, Philadelphia 76ers, right? This is a man that grew up in fucking Australia. Bro, you grew up in Australia where cops don't even fucking got guns. So your crime is extremely fucking low. You know what I'm saying? I don't know too much about poverty, but I'm assuming, I'm just gonna guess that you did not come from anything like that. You grew up playing basketball. Fucking basketball, bro. You grew up playing basketball your whole fucking life. You was always praised, you know what I'm saying? You get to LSU, you are one and done. You pretty much went there just to literally play basketball. Cause you wasn't fucking showing up to classes. And the only reason why I know this is because when you was getting drafted, this was the biggest issue. Should Ben Simmons be able to go to the NBA one and done if he didn't, you know, he didn't show up to his classes and all this extra shit? Whatever. That was your thing. That was what people was talking about during that time. So that's how I know that. So boom, you get to the fucking NBA. You have what, two years or whatever the case may be. You did good. You never came out saying you had depression, anxiety, all this extra shit that people was talking about. You never said that. So now this year, you don't want to play because, oh, you missed a couple of shots because you missed a couple of shots, didn't lay it up, and now you screaming, I'm depressed, put me on the mental illness list to where, like, nigga, what the fuck? Bro, you, come on, man. Like, come on, bro. Come on, bro. You got niggas in the hood that will love to be in a position like you. Whatever comes with that, I'll take it, nigga. What are you talking about, bro? You got niggas really out here, like, really talking like that, bro. Like, you, this shit just goes to show, like, this, bro, this shit is straight bullshit. Niggas is out here fake acting like they're, nowadays, you don't even know, like, I'm, like, nowadays, if you say depression and anxiety and all this shit, the shit is so common that you don't even take the shit serious. So for somebody that really is going through some shit, you don't even know if they're serious or not. And that's the sad part about this shit. I know we started off with social media, but I kind of took it to this part because this is a serious thing. And I already touched up on this whole topic a few podcasts ago, and I said pretty much the same shit. Suicidal thoughts, all that shit, bro. Like, call it for what it is, bro. If you're thinking about killing yourself, I'm just going to put this out in the air. If you having thoughts and you want to go, bro, you a bitch-ass nigga. Don't kill yourself. That's a bitch-ass nigga move, bro. That's a bitch-ass nigga move. But let's go back to Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons, he's worth by like 30-some-odd million fucking dollars, bro. You mean to tell me you can't, during your offseason, you can't take a half, $100,000 and go splurge on yourself to go empty out your mind to go do what it like. Come on, bro. I'm not trying to hear that sympathy ass shit, bro. I'm not with sympathy, bro. That, bro, I'm not with that shit. I'm not, me personally, I'm not, I don't subscribe to sympathy, bull crap. Like, you know when shit, like, I just don't subscribe to it, bro. And I call it for what it is, bro. Especially if it's a bitch ass nigga move. Like, that really is a bitch ass nigga move, bro. Oh, I can't make a layup. I can't shoot a three. Put me on the, I ain't trying to hear that shit, bro. Ain't nobody trying to hear that shit. But let me go back to the suicidal and the depression shit. Like I said, the only reason why I could talk that way and feel comfortable enough to talk that way is because I walked that path as well. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm not just on here talking this way because I feel like I could talk this way. No. I could talk that way when it comes to shit like that because I've walked that path. And if I didn't have what I had at that moment, ain't no telling if I'll be here to be able to tell the story. You feel me? So it's like, my only thing I can say is like, nigga, like I understand. I'm gonna just give the cliche ass shit. Life gets hard. I understand life gets hard. You know, shit happens and life don't go your way. But I mean, like, you gonna kill yourself? Is that what you're gonna do? You're just gonna kill yourself? So wait. You got to the age that you are at now to kill yourself? Think about that. Just to kill yourself? Okay. Really think about that. Like if you are somebody that is watching this shit or listening to this shit and you are happen to go through that, really think about this shit. Cause I feel like there's not enough people talking about this shit to make it like, there's a lot of people that's like in the closet, you know, like when it comes to depression and anxiety. And I feel like if there's more voices out here talking about it, putting a bad stigma on it, there would be less of it. You feel me? Does that make sense? Like, if there was more people calling people out, hey, if you going through whatever you going through, but you thinking about killing yourself, you X, Y, and Z. I feel like if there was more of that in the world, then there would be. That's just how I think, bro. That's just how I think. Like, for an example. Nah, I'm not even. Nope, not gonna go down that road. I was about to give y'all the one and two punch, but I really might get canceled saying that shit. Look, I guess I can give you the 1-2 punch because it's not gonna be right if I don't say at least this. You know, at least this. It's only right. It's only fucking right. So right now, we just gonna look up just the data, all that shit. Talk about how okay. Because I don't want to just like, this is something like serious as fuck, like dead ass serious, like super serious. And I don't want to like make this to be like a joking thing, because it's not a joking thing whatsoever. But at the same time, like, and there needs to be like a strong voice as well. A very strong voice that's like the same, like, bro, I know what I'm thinking. I just don't want to say it. Fuck it. There needs to be a strong voice in this shit, bro. Somebody who's literally going to cuss at you like, yo, Are you thinking about killing yourself? That's a bitch-ass move. Shit like that. You feel me? Because then it shocks you. Whoa, the fuck is this nigga talking about? I feel like it will shock you. Like, oh, shit. That is a bitch-ass move. Because, yeah, your feelings will get caught up once you watch it. This nigga's a bitch-ass nigga. Man, this shit is serious. This is something that is, like, hurting me. But then when you put that phone down and you, like, you going about your day, that same, I feel like that voice will pop up in your head. Like, when you're thinking about, damn, you going through that downtime, like, damn, this is when you're thinking about, the, you know, killing yourself, suicide. Damn. But then, like, I feel like if there was a voice like that, it would just pop in your head. Like, Dewey Ford. Everybody know the Dewey Ford song, right? 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 We all know, do we treat you better? We do. Dewey Ford. I think if there was a commercial out there, right? A fucking commercial that's just like, you thinking about killing yourself? You a bitch ass nigga. Bro. Man, look. I know it's not the loving way to do it. I know it's not the caring way. Lovey-dovey. Oh, my God. I know it's not that way, but it's a way. It's a different way, and I think it's the best way. To me, when it comes to, like, let's just get into this data, and then I'll give you guys that, and then we'll get off this shit, because I've been talking for a minute. First of all, we might have to jump into a commercial right quick, and we will be back. Boom. All right. So let's just read the suicide statistics. So suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the U.S. I just want to put that out there. The 10th leading cause of death in the U.S. So it's something serious. And I'm not saying it's not. This is dead ass serious. Dead ass serious. Deadass serious, bro. In 2019, 47,511 Americans died by suicide. In 2019, there were an estimate of 1.38 million suicide attempts. So this shit's serious. And again, I'm not saying that it's not serious. But there needs to be a voice, bro. A strong, powerful voice. Not no a father voice. Not no mother voice. Because mothers, it's okay, sweetie, pat you on the back. Oh, it's okay, tell me about your problems. What's going on, baby? Oh, life is, No, nigga, no. We need it, you know, no, we don't need that no more, bro. We don't need that shit, bro. We don't need no, it's okay, baby. At least, this is what I think. I don't think we need that shit, bro. Especially when it comes to shit like this. Like, no, nigga. No. Straight raw. Niggas gotta learn how to take it raw, bro. Pause. Because that just... Pause. Hold on. Pause. That's not where I'm taking it. But y'all get what I'm saying. Like, niggas want... Like a whole, you know, massaging. You want people to massage it to you. Fucking put a pillow on it to you. Nah, nigga, just give it to me. Tell me what you think. How, you know what I'm saying? This is what we're missing, bro. This is what we're missing. Oh, God, bro. I don't know. All right, so let's just continue on. An additional fact about suicide in the U.S. The age-adjusted suicide rate in 2019 was 13.93 per 10,000 individuals. Wow. God damn. So out of 100,000 individuals, there was 13.93 people out of 100,000 individuals who killed themselves in 2019. Although that is, like, you know, it's still a problem, bro. It is still a problem. The rate of the suicide is highest in middle-aged white men. In 2019, men died by suicide 3.63 times as often as women. So for all you pro women out there that want to be women, this world is hard on women, bro. No, it's not. Like, come on, bro. Men have it worse than women. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm gonna continue on. On an average, there are 130 suicides per day on an average. White males accounted for 69.38% of suicide deaths in 2019. In 2019, firearms accounted for 50.39% of all suicide deaths. Wow. So, fuck it. Niggas is just blowing their heads off, bro, with guns. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is just blowing. I was trying to figure out the softest way to say it, I guess. But I'm just gonna say it. Niggas is taking their heads off with guns, bro. Niggas is out here blowing their shit up, bro. Niggas, oh, pow! I'm gone. Bye. God damn it. This shit is crazy. This shit is crazy. But like I said, this isn't nothing to play with. Don't leave this shit and say, oh shit, Abu taking this shit for a joke. And no, because that's not what I'm doing. I'm just able to talk like this because I've walked that path. I'm just fortunate enough to be here to be able to talk like this. But I am grateful to be here. I am grateful that God put the proper wake the fuck up, nigga, into my head to where it didn't lead me down that path. So that's the only reason why I can talk like this. You feel me? But if you are somebody who is going through them issues, you know what I'm saying? And this podcast doesn't help you, don't wake you up. At least I try. But again, I'm not a licensed counselor. I'm not none of that. I ain't none of that. So if it don't help, then hey, that's not what I'm here to do. But like I said, if it don't help, bro, and you are somebody that's going through this, you having thoughts, you know what I'm saying? You fed up with life and you at that edge to where it's like, all right, I got one day of this crap. If this crap doesn't, I'm offing myself, bro. I got a hotline for you. Just chill, calm, relax, take it easy. Don't do it just yet. You got family, you got kids, you got people that love and adore you. Don't kill yourself just yet. I have something for you. Are you in crisis? If so, call the suicide prevention hotline, which is 1-800-273-3255. Again, that is 1-800-273-8255. Or you can text talk to 27, or you could text talk to 741741. Again, that is talk 741741. And again, this is all jokes to the side. If you are somebody that really is going through these issues and really is contemplating suicide, whatever the case may be, because you done already, you said fuck it, you done passed depression, you done passed anxiety, you done passed it all. Now you at the point where you finna off yourself, bro. Please. I suggest, please, please, please seek some type of help. Because I'm telling you, your family, your kids, your colleagues, your whatever the fuck, they love you. I'm telling you, I'm just here to say it. I love you because, me personally, I love you. That's why I could tell you this shit. And I don't even know you, but I just got a bunch of love to give, and I'm going to give it to you, especially the ones that need it. Because like I said, man, we living in a time where everybody want to be depressed. It's cool to be depressed. It's cool to have anxiety. It's cool to say these things. But what happens to the people that actually have this shit? And one thing with me, when I actually was going through this shit, I never told anybody. In fact, I smiled. I kept the same smile. I'm walking around. I'm laughing at the people that actually is saying they this. And I'm seeing something else. Like, nigga, how the, you know what I'm saying? And I'm seeing something else. But yet, you know what I'm saying? I'm one of those that really going through this shit, and I'm not even I'm trying to pretend like I'm happy. You feel me? So that's how I judge my shit. Nigga, if you on social media crying out how this and that, how you depressed, nigga, you begging for attention, bro. Because the real niggas that's really depressed, stress, anxiety, all that shit, they ain't saying shit. They walking around this motherfucker with a smile on their face, cool, calm, and collected, and nobody even fucking knows. And that's why it's important when you walking past somebody, just say hi, how you doing? Hey, I like your shoes. Have a good day. Keep it pushing. Hey, man, you looking good today. Hey, man, thank you. Hey, man, you gonna have a good day? Yeah, good. Good morning. It's good to say shit like that because you don't know. You don't know. And that's the scary part, is you don't know. So like I said, if you are going through situations like this, you find yourself contemplating it, take this shit serious. Call for help. If you have to go see a counselor, please. In fact, no, you have to go see. Especially if you at that point, go talk to somebody, bro. If you can't talk to your family or any of your friends about this, go seek help. Go to Broadlands. Broadlands is a hospital. So go to the hospital. Go put yourself in some type of in a place where help is provided. Don't put yourself in a situation where I'm going through this. Now I'm going to go drink and I'm going to go smoke my problems away. Don't do that. Don't do that, because you're just adding on layers on layers on layers until the time comes and you break. And I don't want nobody to break, because by the time you break, that's the time you done already made up your mind. You done got it. You got the gun in your hand and the breaking point is pulling that trigger. And we don't want that. So my best advice moving forward, if you are going through shit like that, don't try to drink your problems away, smoke your problems away. Go talk to somebody who is professional, who's certified for this. Or if you don't want to talk to them, find somebody who understands you, who listens. Because listening is the biggest part of this shit. Listening is the biggest part of this shit. When I was in rehab, I put myself through rehab because I was smoking and shit. Again, go listen to this on Time for a Change. I talked about my rehab experience, why I think rehab needs to be. If we legalize marijuana, what we can use the money for towards, you know, all, boom, I talk about it. But I'm just going to say that when I was at rehab, you feel me? I'm talking to my counselor and shit. One thing that I did notice when it came to why I stopped smoking weed for like 2 years is because when I went in there, yes, this is her job, I get it, but I didn't walk in there with that type of mindset. I walked in with the mindset of I'm seeking help. One, because I need the help. Two, I don't want to fucking go to jail. You feel me? But the one is I'm seeking help because this is a problem. You feel me? That's what I led with. So, boom. I go in there. I'm talking to the lady. All that shit. After the first week, you don't really feel it. The second week, you kind of feel something. That third week, it's like, okay, she's actually listening. Somebody is actually, and you know somebody's listening when they're able to respond back with just like questions that will make you have to think about why am I smoking? You feel me? And again, I'm not no counselor. I'm not none of that. But I think I'll make a good drug counselor. I tell you that, nigga. Shit, nigga. Oh, you want to smoke weed? Oh, you want to do meth? Oh, you want to do this? I got something for you. I got something for you then. I don't know what I got right now, but I got something for you. You feel me? But nah, all jokes to the side. For real though, man, go get that help, bro. You ain't never too cool to seek out for help. I'd rather you niggas say, I'm not cool, I'm not trendy, than to be cool, trendy, and dead. You feel me? Like, real shit. Real shit. I'd rather a nigga say Abu is not cool, not trendy, the nigga lame, the nigga don't be on what he don't turn up, he don't do this shit, and to be alive and happy and joyful actually living a fulfilling life than to be, oh, that nigga the shit. That nigga cool as fuck. That nigga was the, he would, man, he ran the whole block. That nigga, all this, that nigga, bro, he that, and then be dead. You feel me? Just, I guess I grew up. I grew up, but I ain't got much to say. I really got some shit to say, but I'm gonna save it for the next episode when I feel like talking, popping my shit. You feel me? And again, before we end this podcast off, man, it's your boy Busama here on the After Hours Show. Usually we do this shit at night, but you know, my ancestors, the spiritual ancestors, touched my soul this morning, well, last night, and I just had to come up on here and pop my shit a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Say what I gotta say, and yeah, but before we close this out, I wanted to say this as the closer one more time. All jokes to the side. If you are somebody that's going through depression, anxiety, you stress, rethink it. Rethink it. Rethink it. Because you may not be, you just might be frustrated and having a bad day. Rethink that. But if you are somebody that has surpassed that and you're contemplating suicide, first things first, call. Call this crisis hotline, the suicide prevention hotline. You feel me? 1-800-273-8255. Again, that is 1-800-273-8255. Or text TALK to 741-741. Again, that is text TALK to 741-741. And one more thing. If you call them, it's not really helping because it's, you know, it's phone conversations. I highly advise you to go seek help. Broadlands, which is the hospital, any hospital, rehab center, get in tune with a counselor, somebody who can help you understand these feelings and what you're going through and could help you talk this shit out. Because sometimes all it takes is just talking. Motherfuckers say, oh, medicine this, medicine that, medicine this, medicine that, I need this, I need that. No. Depression, anxiety, suicide, the best way to attack them shits is talking. I swear to God, talking. That is something I do know for a fact. Why? Because I've been through that shit and I talked it out. You feel me? And it helped me. Because had I been on some pills or some shit, I would have got addicted. I would have loved the pills. I would have turned into a fucking pill head. And it would have, because me, I know myself, I like, when I like something, I like something. And I take it to the max. So, yeah, man. Go seek help. Talk to somebody. Do what you got to do to make sure your family ain't, you know what I'm saying, ain't affected, your future kids ain't affected, ain't none of that finna happen. But like I always say, like I always end off with, and this might, you know what I'm saying, take the whole message away. If you do, if you are contemplating suicide, nigga, you a bitch ass nigga. Go seek some fucking help, nigga. Go make sure your shit is fucking good, bro. Because, nigga, you don't want to kill yourself, nigga, because you got niggas, that's a selfish-ass move, nigga, and that's the reason why I can say that, too, because it's a selfish-ass move, nigga. If you thinking about killing yourself, you a selfish-ass person, and you don't give a fuck about the people around you and the people that care about you, so you a bitch-ass nigga, and you a selfish-ass nigga. Stop being selfish, go seek some help, and go get help, and make sure your family's right, and go take care of your kids, nigga, and that's how we gonna end it off. Like I said, it's your boy, Busama, here on the After Hours Show. Stay tuned. Because I don't know, I might be dropping more.